Well, if I thought I wasn't getting any sleep during the election process, no, I've gone back to work in my full-time position at the county, and I started working through the transitional process with Mayor Womack. So I've been meeting with department heads, trying to plug a few in a day. I have made an announcement yesterday about my executive assistant, who will come on board Monday, the 6th. And so we're just trying to prepare for the transition process, which, of course, there's one going to take, the transition of leadership is taking place at the county as well. So I feel an obligation to help make sure that process is as smooth as what I'm experiencing in Rogers.
And just as you have someone following you on the county level, you are following the soon-to-be former Mayor Womack, who has himself something he's transitioning to. How much time have you been able to spend with him?
Well, Mayor Womack and I have spent several hours together the day after the election. My wife and I spent about an hour and a half with the mayor talking about, various issues that he felt were important to pass along to us on more of a personal level than an organizational level or dealing with the city. And since that time, I have spent a couple of hours with him at different times to discuss specific issues that he feels compelled and important to pass along with regard to city functions.
You will take that oath of office on January 1st, correct?
Yes.
And then you are the mayor of Rogers. What is at the top of your list, or what is pretty apparent on your radar for the city in 2011?
Sure. Well, the first thing is obviously to continue to establish, a rapport. I mean, I know most of the department heads. I've been on the council for 12 years, and so, these aren't new faces, nor are they new processes with the city. But it's going to be important for me to establish that rapport with all those department heads. And then the most important thing about 2011 is the bond issue, without a doubt. I mean, that is vitally important for the future of Rogers for many, many years to come. So, I'm going from one campaign to another, as it would turn out.
And I guess then you would consider communication of the importance of the bond issue to voters a key component of the first few months.
Absolutely. I mean, there's still some question, I guess, with issue two. It will be going to the Supreme Court. I feel pretty confident that the Supreme Court's not going to overturn what the voters found overwhelmingly to be a good amendment. So we will proceed forward planning our bond issue election for the spring of 2011. And, the city has grown so much over the years, and it's not just good enough anymore to say, this is a good thing and you ought to support it. I think, voters expect to have the opportunity to vet our process, to vet, what we see is important to the city. This has been an ongoing process to get these projects in place. But you're talking about a $130 million bond issue that's debt serviced with a 1 cent sales tax, which is currently on the books. It will, it's important that we are able to tell them it's no new taxes. It would be an extending a 1 cent sales tax to debt service those bonds. But $130 million is a lot of money, and it resonates into what is the future face of Rogers.
Your mayoral colleagues from the other larger cities in Northwest Arkansas have been there for a while. Have you had a chance to talk with Mayor Jordan or Mayor McCaslin or any of the other mayors in Northwest Arkansas?
Yes, I have spoken with Mayor McCaslin, Mayor Jordan, Fayetteville, Sprouse. I mean, I visited with all three of them today. Earlier, met with the new mayor of Lowell at a chamber function. So, I have a relationship established with Mayor McCaslin and Mayor Sprouse as I've, throughout the years of serving in public, in a public role. So, it was nice to get to meet Mayor Jordan in Fayetteville, and I look forward to working with all of them on a regional basis.
Of course, you share the border with Bentonville, which we now know Crystal Bridges will open in November of 2011, and the announcement last week that there would be the 2,200-seat venue in Bentonville. Do you see Rogers experiencing some change because of these large new arts and culture venues that are in the town next to you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, would I like to have had Crystal Bridges in Rogers? Well, sure. Would I like to have a 2,200-seat Walton Arts Center in Rogers? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you know, Bentonville will succeed. We will also succeed as a result of this. I mean, Rogers is the retail base. We have, you know, a lot of the hotels and obviously the restaurant base. So we see this as a great opportunity for the region and not just specifically for the cities individually. So I'm excited about that. We you know, we'll have a strategic plan in place to try to leverage and maximize the opportunities that those two venues present to the city, and you know, that what a great thing when you see that kind of private and philanthropic investment in communities.
And finally, as you mentioned, you've been on the Rogers City Council for some time. The campaign went for a while, but has there been anything that has surprised you since you were elected mayor of Rogers in the past couple of weeks?
You know, no, not really. I mean, you know, you said it. I've been around this process for over a decade, and really feel like I've tried to prepare myself to be, you know, to accept this role that the citizens have given me, and I'm just excited and ready to get to work.
Mayor-elect Greg Hines, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kyle.